Carla Marinucci is on the KSRO live line. And Carla, okay, so everybody's looking for the James Comey memo. That's happening this morning. And meanwhile, Vladimir Putin says, no problem. I've got the transcripts from that meeting last week with the Russian leaders, and I'll hand it over as long as it's okay with Trump. So we have communication coming from Russia, but no evidence, or at least no sightings of the James Comey memo. Nothing going on.
Who can believe, Pat? Who can believe what's happened in the last 24 hours there in Washington?
Wow.
We're now starting to hear the I word, yep, impeachment, even coming from the floor of the House here. But boy, this story in the New York Times has really set Washington on fire. The idea that President Trump asked Comey to squelch that federal investigation into Michael Flynn by saying, well, I hope you can let this go. I mean, people are talking about, is this obstruction of justice? As you said, the House, Representative Jason Chaffetz, who's a Republican, has asked the FBI to turn over that memo, all the memos, all the recordings, if there's tapes, which Trump has mentioned.
Yeah.
This is just absolutely incredible, the latest development. And, before this we were talking about every development, every day is just amazing in Washington.
It's like growing wildfire, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The question is, when are the Republicans, we're now seeing a number of Republicans expressing real concern, Senator McCain suggesting a Watergate sort of comparisons. They are beginning to discuss impeachment, some of the House members up there, although that I think is very early for that. But
yeah,
the fact is, Trump has got to deal with this, and I don't know how. He's about to speak to the Coast Guard at a ceremony right now.
Hey, are people, Carla, are people...
He's about to go on an international trip.
Oh, there's that, too.
Yeah, which should be lots of fun, considering that the report suggests that he let Israel down by telling some of their intelligence to the Russians. That was the story the day before, but that seems so old news today.
You know, Carla, I love when the worlds collide. Follow along if you will with me. Gavin Newsom, running for governor, used to be married to Kimberly Guilfoyle Newsom. She works for Fox. She might become the press secretary for Donald Trump. Does that at all affect Newsom running for governor of California?
I mean, that is such an interesting story, Larry. You're absolutely right. Kimberly Guilfoyle, who's a big announcer or host on Fox, very popular, was Gavin Newsom's first wife at a time when he was mayor of San Francisco, and the two were being talked about as the new Kennedys.
Oh, yeah.
And they were being, covered by Harper's Bazaar,
yeah,
and all
the
these
photo
fancy magazines
were amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, the photographs of them were amazing, lounging on the rug of the Getty's Mansion and so forth. So yeah, could it be problems? Yes, because if Kimberly Guilfoyle every day is talking from the White House, and people are having to compare what he says running for governor to her every day, it's just a distraction for him. It's something he definitely does not want, but it looks like it's going to happen. She gave an interview to the Mercury News yesterday in which she all but said she has the job. So spicy could be a thing of the past.
Yeah.
The question is, who's going to play her on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, no kidding. That's, of course, the political question of the day. All right, Carla, you're the insider. I have to ask this question at this stage of the game. Are people laying bets at this point about how long this presidency will last?
I think in some respects they are. It depends on where you are, Pat. Obviously, I'm here in the Bay Area. Absolutely. In fact, they're throwing the money down right now.
Yeah.
I think it's a little early to be doing that. This president has shown he's defied expectations and defied the betting line just about every time. So I think we're going to see now Congress deal with this in a serious way. But he is most certainly in trouble right now in a very big way. And if these Comey memos exist, which I think they do, the New York Times has done some amazing reporting. He's got a lot of splaining to do, as they say.
Well, you know, yesterday I was thinking, you know, if I ever get in a jam, I really want H.R. McMaster in my corner. I really do, because when he was speaking yesterday and saying, you know, there is no news here. I was in the room. Nothing like that happened, et cetera, et cetera. He seemed pretty forceful and pretty convinced and convincing. Until further information came out. Yeah,
you're absolutely right. You know, he's from Stanford Hoover Institution, and a lot of the folks there say he's just a totally upfront guy, as is the defense secretary, whose name is escaping me right now. The fact is, but look, bottom line on McMaster, he did give a denial yesterday, but he gave kind of a non-denial denial. He said that sources and methods weren't compromised, but the fact is he didn't deny exactly what was in the story, in the sense of the idea of Trump giving out classified information. He also basically said that Trump did mention a city. He was asked that question. He wouldn't answer the question. So they're parsing the words there. He's being very careful. But you're right, McMaster has a ton of respect in Washington, and that is helping Trump right now.
Yeah, on both sides of the aisle, for sure. Carla, Absolutely. Thanks so much for being with us. I'll tell you what, it's a never-ending story, and I just have a feeling that we ought to be playing the theme from All in the Family underneath all of our visits together. Thanks for being with us this morning, Carla.
Thanks.
That's Carla Marinucci from Politico's California Playbook.